Chanukah Sameach.
It will be very soon. And I wanted to try and say a couple of words which might relate to, you know, every day when we light the Chanukah candles, you can always just engage in action. But our aim is to try and, connect our heart and our soul to the actions that we're going to do. And that's the aim of the few words that I'd like to give today, to try and give us a little bit of kavanah, a little bit of intention for Chanukah, and to try and think a little bit about what our lighting might mean to us. Sorry, if I keep on touching my phone, that's because I wrote my notes on my phone and it keeps on somehow deciding to turn itself off. It's not just because I'm addicted, even though I'm also addicted, but okay. I was recently in somebody's house. I've actually been looking for this experiment for a while, but I was recently in somebody's house where they had a management consultancy book, which I started reading in the course of the Shabbat I spent at their house. And the thing which attracted me to read this book of management consultancy was that they had a lesson that they were learning from Chanukah. Right? This was like a secular management consultancy book. And what they've done is they've done an experiment or a study with the American public, Jewish public, who light Chanukah candles. And they asked them, which day are you most likely to light Chanukah candles on? The first night, the second night, you know, third, fourth, up to eighth. I wonder what you think, you know, who lit the most on which night? Right? So I wonder what you think was likely to be the results. But this is the results. The most people light on the first night and the last night. Okay? In between, so it's like really one of those curves, right? So the most people light on the first, and the most people light on the last. In the middle, right? And they drew this, you know, a whole lesson about, you know, what happens when a company is sort of in the middle stage of their life. What happens when people are at middle age? You know, you lose momentum. You got to find your traction again, and all of that. I think it's obvious why we are excited on the first night. It's the first night of Chanukah, right? Second night, but like third, fourth night, such a big deal. You get to the eighth. Oh wow, we all want to see our Chanukah full of candles. Right, we want to sort of finish off well, and this might be a really interesting message about for Chanukah, because we all have this tendency to sort of slack off in the middle, right? In many, many different activities that we're doing, and when I think about Chanukah means dedication. But it actually doesn't mean dedication in the sense that it's used in Chanukah. It means actually rededication. And let me try and explain. Of course, we all know the story of Chanukah. There already was a second temple. But the second temple had, you know, was actually difficult to set up in the first place. And then it had suffered sort of a crisis in the middle. And what the Chashmoneim is, they don't set up the second temple. They don't even necessarily create a new menorah. What they have to do is take a situation that has become defunct and put it back right. And they have to rededicate the temple. And this relates to a very, very famous question about Chanukah, which I'd like to just relate to. Every day of Chanukah, we're going to hear the Torah read. And what we're going to hear read is the Chanukat HaMizbeach, the Chanukat HaMishkan. It's actually interesting that we even sing in Malas Sur, Chanukat HaMizbeach, right? The focus sometimes is even more on the Mizbeach than the menorah, but that's a different shir. But what we're going to read every day is how the Nesi'im, the heads of the tribes, all come along ceremonially and dedicate. They all actually bring each an identical korban, but on the first day we see the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, and on the second of the Nasi of Shevet Yisachar. Each one of the politicians wants their own picture on the front, you know, the front of the newspaper that day, and they want to say, I came to dedicate the Mishkan, I came to dedicate the Mishkan. And this happens 12 times over. And then suddenly, and this is what we're going to read on the last day, we read וידבר על שם משה לאמור, דבר בני, אדבר אל אהרון ואמרת אליו, בעלותך את הנרות אל מול פני המנורה יאירו שבעת הנרות. And Rashi asked the question, Lama nismecha? Why is the story of the Karbanot of the Nesiim put next to the menorah? It's one of the most famous Rashis in Sefer Bamidbar. And they say, he says the following. He says, I'll tell you why. Because Aaron felt bad after the head of Reuven had had a chance to dedicate the Mishkan. And Yehuda, and Yisachar, and Zebulun, and Naphtali, and Asher. Aaron said, what about me? Why don't I get a day to dedicate the Mishkan? What did God say to him? Shelcha gdola mishelahem, your part is greater than theirs, because ata madlikum etivet hanerot. You're going to have a chance to light the menorah every day in the Mishkan. Your part is greater than theirs. Now, the thing is, it's great to be there for the inauguration. Everybody wants to be there when you're starting something new. Everybody has a good pencil case on the first day of school and their binders all organized. But you know what Aaron's going to do every morning? First thing in the morning when it's dark, he's got to go out. And you know what he has to do? He has to clean out the candles and take out the oily wicks and then clean it and scrub it. And then he puts in and he lights them. But it's not very glamorous. The glamour was to come on the first day when all of the press is there and stand on the big stage. Aaron might be thinking, you know, I've been given a terrible job. It's like somebody can, you know, be there for the first night of the play, but then somebody's got to sweep afterwards. Oh, great, Aaron's feeling really good about himself. I get to sweep the stage after the play's finished. But you know what? That is the really heroic act to do. You know, you go to a lot of institutions where there are wonderful plaques on the walls of all the donors, right? And you look around the buildings and maybe the paint's peeling, whatever it might be. The donors were there at the beginning. But who's there to keep with the upkeep? Who's there to keep the upkeep? Or maybe I'll put it in your terms. I wonder how many of you remember your bar mitzvah and the first day when you got your tefillin. That first day when you took them out and it was hard and the ritzuah felt a bit stiff and you didn't quite know how to do it. And each time till you got the hang of it, how special it was. And now I imagine many of us, we just put on the tefillin, very non-thinking. It's very easy to be there for the beginning. The question is, can you be like Aaron? The question is, can you be there every morning to clean out the menorah and to relight it, and every evening? You know why we want to do that? Because we want to keep a ner tamid. We want to keep a light going in the Mishkan the whole time. Or I'll put it in terms of my psychological study before. It's nice to light on the first night. It's nice to light on the eighth night. But can you light on the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth and the sixth and the seventh? So, that's our big challenge. You know what? The Chashmonaim, they came in and they saw a situation where Judaism was really struggling, where there was a huge cultural struggle with the Greek culture. But you know what they decided to do? When they saw everything in decline, they said, no, it's our job to do like Aaron. We're going to relight on a dark, cold morning. On a dark evening, we're going to relight the candles. We're going to keep that light shining brightly. So Chanukah is not about dedicating. It's not the glamour of the beginning. It's about the drudgery of the middle and keeping going. And I can't think any more appropriate message for us in our everyday Judaism. By the way, it's true certainly about this stage in yeshiva. And I feel so proud of all the bachurim. I came here on Thursday night, the end of a long week. I've never heard a Ya'ech Sof with such power as we had this Thursday night. This place was rocking. I heard it from the other side of the parking lot and I was walking in. Right? In the middle, you can feel weakened after, you know, we've already been learning for a couple of months. And the yeshiva is pulsing with energy to keep going. I hope that you'll feel that every day of the week. You know, sometimes Shabbos, why I get up for shul. But what about Wednesday morning? There's not even Kriyas HaTorah. No. We're going to be like Aaron. We're going to be madlik and mative. We're not going to just do Chanukah. We're going to do rededication. We're not going to do dedication. We're going to do rededication. We're going to build up that energy. I have a friend of mine who runs marathons, right? And he wrote a blog about how it's really difficult when you get to the middle point of the marathon. And he says, what does he do when he has to, you know, push himself to get through that middle of the marathon? He says, okay, you know, just one more kilometer. Just another kilometer. Just another kilometer. And I think that's sometimes what we have to do, right? What we have to do is we have to worry about, I'll get up this morning. I'll learn Torah today. I'll learn Torah this evening, right? And that way to keep... Hanukkah's message is exactly this. It's not the glamour of the beginning. It's not the glamour of the end. It's the glamour of the middle, which is the hard work. But it's so rewarding. Because when you realize you've kept that light shining every day. You know, it's fascinating. There's an interesting question about what makes the mitzvah? What makes the mitzvah? Hadlaka ose mitzvah. You've got to light the candle. What if it goes out? Gemara says, don't worry. Light it again tomorrow. And light it again tomorrow. Not every day successful. Today's morning Seder, I didn't get the Chiddush of the Tosfos. But you know what? Tomorrow I'm back. Tomorrow I'm going to be learning again. So when I think of the message that I want to take this Hanukkah as I am lighting, it's to keep going. That each day is a new challenge. And the challenge is to not to keep going the first day or the last day. The challenge is to keep, this is the challenge of our Judaism, to keep going day by day, not to slack off in the middle. We're going to light every day of Hanukkah, not just on the first and not just on the last. We're going to find meaning every single day because the sum is much larger than the parts. Because when you can actually keep that momentum of keeping the light shining through the morning, through the evening, that is a tremendous achievement. And that is the real Hanukkah. Not dedication, but rededication. Trying again, keeping at it, kilometer by kilometer. And eventually, we will reach the end of the marathon, right? Eventually, we'll look back at ourselves and realize how much we have achieved. And hopefully, we will all have real Hanukkah Sameach, and we'll use this as a springboard in order to infuse ourselves to keep on going with all of our regular mitzvahs that we do and realize the power of persistence, the power of what we can do day by day, the power of rededication, of rekindling the lights every single day of our lives. Chag Sameach to you all.